Thank you for meeting with me. You just finished your set here at Wellcrafted. This is the fourth annual Wellcrafted at Shaker Village. And you just played your set on the main stage. How did that feel?
It's pretty cool. I don't know. I feel like, you know, it's an honor. That's a cheesy thing to say, but...
It is a pretty privileged venue,
it is,
isn't it?
It is. This is... I mean, first of all, to be playing loud rock and roll music at a Shaker Village is kind of an honor, I guess, so.
Yes, the Shakers had no instruments. They were always a cappella,
right.
So you broke the rules.
And the lineup's good, you know.
Right.
People, it's, I think the whole thing together, everybody involved is, you know, it's a crowd that I'm proud to be a part of, so.
Absolutely. Tell me who you played with today on stage, who your bandmates.
My bandmates, the band has no name yet, but the bandmates, they each have their own name. Chris Brown plays bass. Riley Mulholland plays the guitar. Okay. Ryan Allen plays keys. And Josh Anglin plays the drums.
Okay.
We got a band of cool names.
Okay. Now, is this the same band that was on your CD, Fair City Lights?
No. The record was predominantly me.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
All the instruments are you?
I couldn't tell you the exact number, but most of them.
Really? I did not know.
Chelsea played drums.
Okay.
Chelsea, my sister.
Yes.
Played drums on Waiting on the Night. And a guy named Josh Motley played keys on that song. Robbie Cosenza played drums on a song that didn't make it on the record.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but everything else I think was me. There may have been
okay.
a couple people show up for here and there.
Where did you record that?
At Shangri-La.
It was at Shangri-La.
Yeah.
Okay, the old Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Are you looking ahead towards a new CD, perhaps?
I am.
Are you? Do tell.
I don't know that it's the best decision I've made in a while, but I've decided I'm going to sort of build my own studio and see how it goes.
In Stanton?
In Stanton, yeah. I've got, most of the equipment. Like, it's not a never-ending search for all that stuff, but I've got the basics, I think. And I'm in the demo process, and hopefully early spring.
Really?
Next record, yeah.
Okay.
Wish I could tell you more about it.
Only produce yourself, or do you want to produce others as well?
No, I've got too many friends and people that are in their own studios that are helping me with it, and I don't want to use their knowledge to start my own thing.
Correct. Yeah.
So too much kindness coming my way for me to use that for my own good.
Okay. You know. So just to record your own stuff mm-hmm. how you want.
And I'll probably have it mixed from, you know, I'm not going to even try to tackle mixing it or anything, so
okay.
Just tracking it if it's not jargon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have all your songs for that?
I do. They're
they're
all kind of in the revision stages, but they're there. They're in front of me. All I've got to do is, you know, put them where they need to go. So.
Okay. And with the full band that you appeared with today?
Mm-hmm. I think, unless they... do something really awful to me, they're going to be on the record. I'm pretty excited about making a record with them because I've been playing with them for I've played with Chris and Anglin for four years. Oh
yeah,
wow. And Ryan and Riley have been with me for probably about a year.
Yeah,
so they've put in their time. I think they've earned a record, you know?
Yeah, because they were the one when you played at Willie's, correct?
Mm-hmm.
With the first full band in Doc Feldman opened for
right.
Yes,
yep.
That was a great show. That was a great show.
I think Anglin was there for your guys' first night, too. I think Anglin and Chris were there. Were they part of the band?
At Al's that one night?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. I was a little distracted that night.
Right.
But yeah, who's your lead guitarist that you sing harmony with?
Riley Mulholland plays lead guitar.
Okay.
Chris Brown plays bass, and he sings most of the harmonies.
Okay, bass,
yeah.
I'm sorry, and he sings with you. Yeah, you guys have some pretty tight harmony.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan sings too, but Chris has been playing with me for a while, so he knows the words.
Yeah, he was definitely there that night three years ago.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so what's the future hold? I've heard a rumor you want to tour out of town.
I do want to tour.
Get a little regional.
I mean, regional's just the next step. Put all my life into this. You know, I've spent a lot of time and women and love and houses. I'd like to make it my profession, so.
Yeah.
It's a long road. I don't understand the business, but maybe one day I will. I don't know. I'm trying to get a gang of people together who understand parts of it and take over the world or whatever.
All right. So that's your goal 5 years from now, Josh Nolan takes over the world?
Yeah, or at least, you know, this half, this continent.
Yeah. All right. Anything outside of that sound that you're doing? Do you sit in with anyone else? Are you sitting in on anyone else's CDs?
I will sit in on anyone that will let me sit in with them.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a guitar player, first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
I didn't start writing songs till 8 years ago, maybe. 8 years ago. I always played guitar, so I'm really into playing guitar.
Yeah. I heard a rumor, though, that piano was your first instrument.
It was. I was young, maybe 5 or 6. I took some piano lessons from a woman who pronounced quarter funny. Quata. Quata.
Yeah.
It took me a long time. I never knew what she was saying. I always thought, like, you know, I thought a quata note was not, like, I didn't know there was a quarter note. I thought it was a quata note. You know, which is probably why I'm no good at theory.
There you go. It's all her fault.
But that lasted maybe a year, I think. Okay. You know, and then I just pedaled around on like toy trumpets and whatever. Oh. And then middle school, I think I was in 7th grade. I actually got the guitar and started to learn the guitar.
Okay. So self-taught mostly?
Mostly, yeah. Okay. I took lessons from a guy for, again, a few months. Obviously, I'm not very good at being taught, I guess. I've got to dive in face first to learn things. So.
Okay.
Actually, Mike Lamb was the guy who taught me the guitar lessons for a little bit. He was the guitar player for Confederate Railroad back in the day.
For who?
Confederate Railroad.
Oh, really?
The Trashy Women.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about you and your baby sister.
Me and baby sister go way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's my sidekick, you know.
You guys are pretty tight.
We're pretty tight, yeah. I got a new sidekick now I met a few years ago. Christy.
Yes, your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's very talented. But me and sister, I don't know, we're just always kind of stuck in there with each other.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys collaborate on your music? Or is it fairly independent of each other? Like, as far as songwriting goes?
Like, songwriting, it's pretty independent. I think we've both got somewhat different approaches.
Mm-hmm. What's your approach?
I don't really. It's hard to say. It's I don't know. It's kind of a.
Musicians hate it when I ask that question.
Well, I mean, it's a legitimate question.
And they're all like, yeah. No.
It's a spiritual thing, you know?
Yeah.
I could go into it, but I just sort of ramble and it doesn't make any sense. It's kind of. You gotta be in the right mindset. You know, I think you have to work at it. And I need to get better at this, at like sitting down and clocking in, punching the clock, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I think I feel like it's going to make it more of a mechanical thing than I've had experience of it being.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It seems really organic to me. Like, I think you can have, it's almost like they're around you at all times, the songs. And, you know, if you're good at coaxing it into a song, you know, coaxing these thoughts and ideas that are around. This, I tell you, I ramble on it.
No, that's great.
It's kind of like.
Do you words first or music first?
It differs. Depend? Yeah. Every sometimes I'll have a song, like the music to a song written for, you know, Lord knows how long, and then lyrics will come. And sometimes I'll have lyrics. Sometimes they happen at the same time. You know, it really is just a crapshoot.
Okay.
I think I explained it once before, and I'll have to work on this analogy, but it's kind of like fishing, and I don't mean like fishing like with your cooler beer and stuff. I mean like fishing, like, you know, on a boat in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, they're always there.
Right.
You've got to know where to find them, okay. And they always move,
right.
So you can't just go to one place, you know, and you've also, you know, you have to know how to do it. You have to know how to get it. Like, I give a lot of credit to the song or whatever, but you got to know what you're doing. You know,
right.
It's not all
how to tie the lure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You got to know how to tie the lure and throw them in your bucket. But, you know, it's easy to miss a song if you're busy. I do that a lot.
Yeah,
way too
yeah.
often. You know,
get
an idea, get distracted, and it's gone.
Tend to collaborate with anyone in particular, or are you usually? Like,
I've got a friend named Corey Nolan. He's somehow my cousin.
Okay.
It's distant. I couldn't tell you how we're related. We met as friends and then found out we were related. He and I write together. He's written actually a couple songs that are going to be on the record.
Okay.
He's a much better writer than I am. But he went to school for writing, and he typically does more like literature stuff. But, you know, I think any artist kind of dabbles in media of its of similarities. And,
right.
We write a lot together. Well, I say we write a lot together. We sit around and talk about writing a lot together. And sometimes we get a few ideas out of it. Yeah, meta writing. And, I mean, you know, Chelsea and I have worked on stuff together. I think because of that spirituality that I think there is with it, it's there's a vulnerability. I know that's you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like not just performing the song is just vulnerable, but writing the song. It's like to have these ideas, and I think to actually get something out of it, you have to be really organic in releasing the ideas. So,
Expose yourself.
So you say things and maybe, you know, say it out loud is kind of a funny thing to say, or, you know, it's just, even if it's not a personal song, it's still a personal process. So, yeah.
That's a good quote, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so what's coming up in the immediate future for
immediate Joshua? Future. Immediately, dental work. Then in August.
Then a wedding.
Then a wedding, yeah. And then August, let me see here. I'm going to pull out my phone. I think I'm trying to get better about staying organized.
Get organized,
yeah,
digitized.
Yeah. August, your wedding is the 24th, right?
Yeah.
August 4th is still in the works. August 5th at Southgate House.
Oh, okay.
With Brother Smith.
Oh.
And Magnolia Boulevard.
Okay.
I think that's the name of the band.
I think you're right.
Brian, my keyboard player, plays keys for Magnolia Boulevard as well. And let's see. August 18th is Squall Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Where is that? Al's Green Lantern?
It used to be a Buster's, so now I don't know.
Yeah, they've moved it a couple times.
Yeah.
Squall Fest in Lexington is where.
There you go.
And then the 19th of August is the Crow's Nest in Cincinnati. I've never played there, but I hear it's cool.
Cool.
Then the rest is all kind of up in the air at the moment.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And the new CD, hopefully?
I'm really hoping for early spring.
Spring, right.
If I don't have it finished by the end of the year, like the record itself, I will be very frustrated.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to, like I said, it's a pretty organic process, so I don't want to push it, but but from a business aspect, I need a deadline.
Yeah,
and it helps sometimes. It may put more pressure on you, but pressure, you know, from anxiety.
Yes.
you get some okay products, I guess.
Same results, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Josh.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.